Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Suri. How can I help you?
Hi, Suri. I ordered that watch and a whole bunch of other things that came with it that I didn't know how to unorder. And anyhow, I've just gotten a bill for, I've just been, another $69.87 has come out of my checking account. And I don't understand the prices. I spent $79.86 or 36 cents to get the whole shebang first, and now I get another bill for almost $70. Can you explain that?
Sure, but let me start out by pulling up your account. What's your zip code?
Okay, I need to turn up my sound. Hang on.
I said, let me start out by pulling up your account. What's your zip code?
Okay, now I can hear you. What?
What's your zip code?
21502.
And what's your first and last name?
Carol Mullen. C-A-R-O-L-E, middle initial R, last name Mullen. M as in mother, U-L-L-A, N as in Nancy.
Confirm your address.
507 Franklin Street, Cumberland, Maryland, 21502.
Okay, so I see here you have the fitness tracker, the wireless earbuds, the lifetime warranty, and the replacement strap. So you did start a 14-day trial on March 6th when you placed the order for $497 and $597. That was just shipping and handling. But upon placing that order, you started a 14-day trial, and since you didn't call back and cancel that trial in 14 days, it bills you for the full amount of the watch and the... Yeah, it just bills you for the full amount of that watch. Let me see, how many watches did you get? Okay, you got two watches.
Yeah, I don't need to, but that was what was in it.
Well, it's going to try to bill you for the second watch also, which would be $49.
Can you cancel the whole thing? I cannot afford this, and I'm going to send everything back.
I can cancel it and make sure you're not billed anything else, but first I do want to note that it helps track sleep patterns and measure steps. Are you sure I can't just give you a 35% discount on it?
No, ma'am. That's it. I've had it with these.
It also assists in measuring blood oxygen levels. I can give you a 50% discount.
No, ma'am. I just want to cancel the whole thing. Call back in 14 days. I've hardly opened it.
Ma'am, I can throw in my family discount and give you 75% off.
No. Thank you very much. I don't want it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and cancel.
Yeah, and I'll send everything back. How should I do that?
So, unfortunately, our company doesn't have a return policy due to health and safety standards. We can't take these products back, but I'll make sure you're not billed again for that second watch. And you get to keep everything.
But I don't want the things. I want my money back. I want the $69.82 or 87 cents back.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but all sales are final and these are valid charges.
Well, I don't deny that they're valid charges. I just am telling you that I didn't understand, and I want to return the product for what I paid for it.
I do apologize, ma'am, but I can't issue you a refund, but I can make sure that you're not billed a second time for that other watch.
Is there no higher authority that I can pull up?
No, ma'am, because they have to follow all the same rules and protocols.
Well, I'm going to note your company's name and find a way to report this. So, if you give me a quote-unquote $75 discount, that means on future things, right? Hello?
Well, yes, it would mean for the watch that you wasn't billed for.
No. Okay. I don't want it.
Since it already shipped, I can't
yes.
issue you a refund, but if it didn't ship, I would be able to.
Well, don't ship anything else and take the 69.
Oh, there's nothing else that's going to ship. The only things that shipped is what was in that cart on the on March 6th, which was those two watches and the straps and the everything that you got.
Mm-hmm.
It all already shipped, so nothing else will ship.
So I have to bear the cost of all of this right now, huh?
Correct.
I never heard of a company that, you know, I haven't even opened the packages and I can't send it back for a refund.
I apologize, ma'am.
Well, I appreciate you personally apologizing, and it's very nice, but it doesn't do me any good. There's nobody that's the president of the company that I can talk to or something like that?
No, ma'am, because they have to follow all the same rules and protocols.
Well, I guess this is a life lesson. At age 80, I bit the bullet again and been burned. So, I guess I'll say thank you for not billing me for the second watch.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do to help you?
Obviously not.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Same to you. Goodbye.
Thank you.